This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Go.
It's Jordan Silver and Chris from Down the Hall hanging out live at Kegs and Eggs right now. Barnes Courtney coming in.
Good morning.
It is going to be very exciting. It's such a good day. It's so different from the last time we were here.
Yeah, we've got sun. Outside. We've got dryness. We've got no wetness.
Yes, the wetness is what kind of brought the whole mood down outside, but inside it was amazing. And right now we've got a good amount of people here.
You would never expect at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I'm always impressed with that.
Yes.
How was your first bird scooter ride, by the way?
I loved it.
Okay.
Almost fell off on a turn.
Did
you? But that's great.
Well, the turns are hard with that.
You've got to adjust it a little bit, but I can't wait to get on another one.
I know. This was Chris's first time using a bird scooter. I pulled up here at the Riot Room, and I saw that there was one parked right next to where my car was, and I said, let's do this thing, because it is so fun. So, to start the morning by taking a little bird scooter ride here to a line of people that are excited, in a good mood, to come check out Barnes Courtney, this is going to be awesome.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So, Barnes Courtney here, Riot Room. If you come in, first 100 people get a drink and breakfast on us. And, oh my gosh, that's right. I'm not going to say that yet.
Oh, we've got some exciting news.
Yeah, there's some real exciting news. If you want to see a very amazing show tonight, we've got your hookup. Check out the Instagram story on the Buzz's Instagram for that, and we'll talk about that coming up soon. But it's looking good here. If you want to head down, there's still some room, some breakfast, and some drinks. We've got Coors Light. This was going to get me in trouble.
I know. This used to be my drink before I stopped drinking, but $5 Bloody Marys.
With Tito's, it's going to be, we'll see how the show is after that, but I'm definitely having one of those. All right, live from Kegs and Eggs with Barnes Courtney coming up, it's Jordan Silver and Chris.
Jordan Silver and friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Good morning. We are at the Riot Room for Kegs and Eggs, featuring Barnes and Courtney.
This sounds like really does sound like NPR-ish. That's okay, man. No, that's what I love about you.
Just as I was doing that, I feel like, yeah.
No, we're at the Kegs and Eggs. Yeah, and the
no, it sounds like we're at the Westminster Dog Show. Like, hello, here is a cute little bitch running around.
Right.
Now let's, no.
But at least this place, we have breakfast and music.
Yes, we
and
do.
And a beer.
Yes, and you cannot have that at the Westminster Dog Show. I don't know. Well, the bartender walked by us just a minute ago and asked if we wanted something to drink. Chris does not drink. And then I looked at the bartender just kind of going, and then later I had to apologize because I was like, I was trying to figure out if I'm ready for a drink or not yet. And he's like, dude, it's 6 a.m. Look around. So, yeah, I think Bloody Mary, $5 Bloody Marys with Tito's. Tito's is one of our sponsors. Thank you so much for helping us put this on. But Bloody Marys with Tito's. That sounds so good. So, we have a little surprise because I'm an idiot.
You didn't do something yesterday.
I forgot what day it was. There were so many exciting things going on. And I thought that the show was tomorrow, but it's not. Tonight is Tool at Sprint Center. And I forgot to give out a pair of tickets yesterday. My one pair of tickets yesterday. So, if you want to win those...
Do they have to come down here?
They do, yes. Because we're going to put their name in a little drawing box over there. And then we're going to pick one winner out by 9 o'clock. And you got to come pick the tickets up at the station. But Tool tickets tonight, if you don't have yours... I mean, those are expensive tickets. And all you got to do is come on down to the Riot Room, fill out a little slip, put it in the box, and hopefully you'll be the winner.
You can enter yourself in the raffle tool.
The raffle tool. Well, I'm going to make you go around and ask people about that. So anyway, Kegs and Eggs going on right now. Barnes Courtney's going to be here, I believe, around 7:30 is what I heard. This is all an ish.
This is when he arrives?
He will arrive around 7:30 and then perform around 8-ish.
Ooh.
So we're going to see all of that live at the Riot Room. It's Jordan Silver and Chris from Down the Hall.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Oh. Apparently this has never happened in the history of Kegs and Eggs.
No.
Jarni came and sat down and said she was bearing bad news, and that bad news is, she's giving the official announcement. Listen to this.
I'm yelling. This is weird. I'm Jarni. Thanks for coming this morning. I hate to do this to you, though. We just got some bad news. Barnes Courtney is not going to be able to make it this morning. His tour bus hit a deer between Omaha and here, and now they have to tow the tour bus here for the show tonight. So he's not going to be able to be here this morning. So I'm sorry that's not going to work out, but we still have beer and we still have food. So if you don't have to be at work for a while, hang out, have another drink, have some food. We're going to stay until 9 or until Jordan decides to leave, which who knows?
Never! Emo night!
So thank you so much for coming. We're sorry, unfortunately, we're not able to do anything about it, but we do also have tool tickets for tonight. Come get registered for that. Like I said, thank you, and sorry it's not going to work out.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
It is Jordan Silver and Chris from down the hall live at the Riot Room, Kegs and Eggs. So what had happened was a situation with the tour bus and a deer, and Barnes Courtney is totally fine. Everybody on the bus is totally fine, but not going to be here for Kegs and Eggs. So you and I are packing up these microphones, Chris, and going into the studio. And shoot, we'll see what happens there, right?
Do you think the deer was fine?
I think a lot of people are very mad at that deer right now. I think that Barnes Courtney's tour bus has a new hood ornament, and it looks like a deer.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the bus.
Chris, how do you feel?
I feel like my mood has been de-elevated.
Yes, it's been definitely de-elevated. Started with a bird scooter ride and then ended with the fact that Barnes Courtney's bus... Well, actually, it feels like we didn't get the right details because it sounded like, first off, it was a big bus.
Mm-hmm.
And second off, it happened and it didn't seem too bad, but they weren't going to make it. But really, if you look at Barnes Courtney's Instagram story, this is what is what he put on there.
We just hit a deer. And our van is, it looks like it's totaled. It's just leaking fluid.
Yeah, so it is crazy.
You can hear that liquid leaking.
Yes, and what is that, antifreeze and gas? That's horrible and very, very, very scary.
I mean, like, we are lucky to be alive right now. This is crazy.
Listen to that fluid. That is such...
It's pouring out there.
Yeah.
It's f***ing done.
Is that all fuel?
No, the Chewbacca mask is gone. Well, we are definitely going to miss promo tomorrow.
That would be us. That would be us.
Camera. And we're like in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, so this seems like a more serious situation than we, you mm-hmm. know. Kinda, I mean, everybody's okay. The van is screwed. But so sorry if you hopped down to the Riot Room for Kegs and Eggs this morning. It has been canceled due to an accident and a deer. What kind of, can you make deer soup? What are they going to do with that deer?
I was going to say, if this was that big of a deer to cause that much damage, there would be a lot of meat there to recover.
Oh, yeah. Heat oil in a stock pot or Dutch oven. Dutch oven. Dutch oven.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
It's the most fun you can have while keeping your clothes on.
Sex on fire?
No, bird scooters.
Bird scooters.
Bird scooters. I did it for the first time this past weekend. They were out front of the Riot Room when we went for Kegs and Eggs.
And you insisted that I ride one.
Excuse me. I said, have you tried this before? And you're like, no, I really want to. Have you tried it before, Dustin?
I'm not a fan. I've never done it, so maybe that's why.
Here's the thing. Right. The bird scooters are like the silent disco, like the one that I went to this past weekend. It on the outside, it looks like, oh, that kind of looks like it's not going to be fun and it's weird. But it so is the moment that you get into it with the silent disco. You put the headphones on and
you get it.
There you are. Yeah. And everybody's dancing and everybody's singing and you can change the channels. You can listen to different DJs and
Wait,
stuff.
What?
Yeah. At the silent disco, there's different DJs per
yeah,
channel.
Yeah. And it depends on like what color your headphones are. So that way you can hang out with the same people.
That's cool.
It is. And you can.
Oh.
You can control
go.
The volume so that it can keep your ears. But, yeah, I have. They have been out for a while. I feel so 2017 by not scooting with
See,
a bird.
See, and I think that's where my thing comes from is because when they first came out, they were obnoxious. I mean, they were everywhere all at once.
Right.
And you'd go to the plaza and people would just be. I can't say people, children, including.
You're not supposed to be under 18 on those things.
You have a phone, you can be on those things.
Like, that makes sense. Yeah.
So they just cut in
them.
Front of the cars and weaving in and out of traffic. And
the plaza.
I sound like such an old man.
You really
These
do.
These kids and their scooters.
At 21. Well, you are turning 22 this week, so we have to talk about that at some point as well. But yeah, no, it is so fun. So I want to... The second that I got on one, which was Friday evening, the first thought I had was, I wonder if I can ride one of these to work. Like, one of these days.
I'm just looking at the path to get here.
Right.
There is no accessible road that you would take.
Yeah, you can ride it on the road. I mean, I wouldn't take it on the highway. It only goes 20 miles an hour, but I could take side streets till I got here. I'm thinking that one of these days, soon, before it gets real hot, you guys run the show. And I'm going to try to bird scooter here before it's over.
Okay.
You think?
You're going to start at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, start at 6 a.m. because I live downtown and they always are out over there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that at some point, what's the distance between work and
Too far
where I
for
live?
A bird scooter.
Well, no, I'd have to trade one off. I'd have to pick, like, I don't know.
We're going to set them up?
Or something.
It's like a relay? Like, we're just going to set up bird scooters?
There's an app where you can see where all the bird scooters are and what percent battery they're at.
Yeah, but we have to set them up because I guarantee there's not that many.
Yes, there will be. See, that's the fun of it.
Would it last from downtown to here?
Or no.
You'd have to get multiple scooters along the way.
That's what I'm saying. I imagine that's what I'd have to do.
We have to set them up for her.
Well, you just go to the hotspots. There's hotspots in every major part of this city where there's tons. When we were driving away from Kegs and Eggs, because poor Barnes Courtney got in an accident, but everybody's fine, and he can't perform at the Kegs and Eggs this morning, there was a stack of like 30 of them. Did you see?
Bird
scooters?
Yeah, yeah, just lined up waiting for the people to scurry off on their adventure.
Yes, to take it two blocks, to take it one block, just to... It's so fun. You kind of feel free. It goes pretty fast, too.
And can't you like get paid to charge them at your house?
Yes.
We should just do that.
Why?
Just bring a ton to the studio and then just charge them in here.
Ugh, I mean, I'm sure that's what people have done in radio. Again, you're getting very thrifty with the way that you're making money around here, and that is something that we do here in radio.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
I like how I'm on a website that says all the questions that you ever have about bird scooters, and it did not answer any of my questions at all. At all. So, it looks like... From my house to here is 11 miles. That's 11 miles using...
You're showing the interstate, right?
Yeah, the highway.
If you go to the bicycle route, 9.3
miles. Shorter. Okay, so we found out that a bird scooter fully charged would be... It can travel up to 15 miles. I don't trust that. That sounds like, to me, a very brand new one with a new battery and everything.
You've got to make sure it's 100%, but you know if you got the last mile, you don't want to get down to where it's 10%, and now it's the full 15 miles per hour is like 4 or 5, and now you're just creeping along.
And then I don't win this bet. I could do this. I think I could do this.
According to this, it'll take 57 minutes on bicycle.
Okay.
But that depends on what your speed is. What's the average bicycle speed?
Right.
You could actually make it here by the time we do the news.
Wow, what an awesome thing. By the time if I get here using a bird scooter, and P.S. someone's giving me a ride back.
No.
I think there should be something else, you know, here for me.
Strippers.
Virgins.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
It really looks doable. Check it out. I could leave my house and go down Troost.
Are you sure you want to go down Troost?
Don't give me that look. All right. I'll go down Grand. I'll go down Grand.
That's a better choice.
I can go up to Grand from Walnut.
Good choice.
And
good
down pick. Grand, down, and hit somewhere in the middle of like the plaza. I'd have to drop one off and get a new one there. I think that's the drop-off point, somewhere in the plaza.
Which you'll definitely find one.
Right.
And at what time? Like 6 in the morning? It'll be charged.
Probably 7, yeah, I'm guessing.
It'll be charged.
God, how long do you really think that this would take? Because remember, it's me. I'll stop for a coffee.
Get it done and,
go to a bathroom.
Well, now we're adding time to it.
Chit-chat,
get distracted. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think shopping. You could get it done in 41 minutes.
Wait, oh my God, do you know what we should do?
Try it.
Welcome, Chris, welcome. I should do it first, see how long it takes, and then we'll challenge both of you guys.
Ooh.
And probably Stacey Moody to do it and beat my record. But you can't
fun.
Cheat.
How
you can't
cheat?
I don't know.
You get your in a
wife,
car.
Well, your wife comes and picks you up and drives you most of the way, and you make it here in 15 minutes, which makes no sense.
Well, we do that GPS call on your phone. You can do that on my way.
That's true.
And you can see that I'm not, you know, going 45 miles an hour.
That's true. That's the way to do this. Yeah.
Chris,
when should we do this?
Don't tell her that. I was totally going to bank on just
No, I'm going to make sure somebody follows you in a car with a camera or something. You're the one I don't trust, Dustin. You're the one I don't trust with this. But I think that we could do this.
I just hang out outside, and then when I was about 2 minutes shy of what your time was, then I'd just come in and come upstairs.
That doesn't work. You'd have to show us proof of this. So,
okay, so I need video
evidence. Honest way, this is JSAF. We are honest on this show.
You know what I could do?
What?
I could do the Rocky montage theme and just have the Buzz family just follow behind me while I ride my bird scooter here. Have all of them on bird scooters. There's a sight for you.
Do you think that we would get a lot of people that would do that? Because that's how it felt.
At 6 in the morning?
That's how we felt at the Riot Room today when we had to cancel Kegs and Eggs. It was like, all right, get on this scooter. We're like the Beatles. Everyone's chasing after us and being like, bring us Barnes, Courtney. We, Chris and I, almost got the guitar and the piano and did a jam session.
I was getting ready for it.
What would we have played?
I was going to try to get some Glittered in Gold going on.
Can we cover Barnes, Courtney songs?
We can try.
I feel like people would throw their $5 Bloody Marys at us.
You think they would?
Yeah, if we'd start, we'd have to do originals or something.
We could just, we could make up a song about the audience at the time.
That sounds mean, Chris.
We've seen a lot of Jordan's songs, and they're very serial killer-esque.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I guess we'll
stick to the script.
No originals.
Wait, should we really do this? Because I'm kind of doing anything that I possibly can to just not be in the studio one of these days.
I'll be the lead singer.
I'm talking about bird scooters again. Did I lose you?
Once she finished an 18,000-piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Rebecca, does anybody call you Bex?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I prefer not to be called that, though.
Okay. Then I learned my lesson right here, right now, with Rebecca. You are the voice girl here at The Buzz.
Yes.
And you are here this morning because...
Kegs and Eggs.
Right.
I was helping out Dustin.
Good job with the name, with the memory name.
With Kegs and Eggs, and then I just stuck around to make some promos that I'm behind on, so.
Right, and I'm really picking at straws to find content today, so yeah. I was like, all right. But do you ever get to talk on the radio? I mean, I know you've done some voice
tracking.
Yeah, I mean,
I used to fill in for, like, Meredith a lot whenever she was the producer, but besides that, no, just in, you know, the recorded stuff.
Okay. I hear... How long have you been the voice of The Buzz?
I started when I was 22, but I didn't really start, so that was 7 years ago. I didn't really start, though, voicing stuff a lot, probably till a couple years after. I just mainly made stuff, mm-hmm. like the imaging, so. Mm-hmm.
How did... Was it Laszlo that asked you to be the voice girl?
I kind of bugged him until he gave me a job. And then
that's how it works around here, yeah. By the way, everyone that's listening that wants to work in radio.
Yeah, so I did like a bunch of internships, and then I was like, this is the only station in Kansas City I want to work for. So I was like, I want to work for you. So he was like, okay, just come in and meet with Slim Fast. And so then I just kept coming in, and eventually they were like, you know what, just try to voice stuff. And I was like, okay. And my voice is kind of like nasally and stuff normally. Like, I obviously sound quite a bit different, I feel like, than recorded. Really?
I hear it right now. I hear your voice.
I can hear it.
I do, for sure.
But so then, yeah, he was just like, play with your voice and make it good.
Okay, so how did you do that? What did you do for that?
I just like got in, recorded my voice and like got an audition and just messed around with it till I figured it out.
Do you do any accents?
No.
Really? Not even a British one?
British.
There we go.
Is that right?
Right, yes.
Crikey.
Cockney. So you've been doing this for a couple of years. Have you ever read anything that you did not want to read? Like, protested internally that, hi, I don't want to... Because one time I did this, like, sexy commercial, and it was so gross. I played it for Mortified a while ago. And they had to, like, raise my voice, and it was just like... enunciating the most horrible words that had some innuendo underneath it, and it made me feel nasty. Have you ever done anything like that?
Well, I mean, I hate doing code words.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's all people ever, like, every time I see people out, they're like, oh, spell blah, blah, blah for me. And I'm like, shut up. Like, I've been doing it for so long now. It's like, come on, guys.
Right. Silver. S-I-L-V-E-R. Those are the only things that you...
I mean, there's certain things that because most of the time I'm doing concert stuff, so that doesn't bug me.
Okay.
Because, I mean, even if it's a band that I don't like, I get to, like, play around with music, so that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I used to do a lot of commercial stuff, and there was, Like, I was the voice of, like, a vape company for a while.
Okay.
And that was kind of interesting. I was like, all right, because I don't like vape or anything.
So. Oh, you don't? Because
no.
You got to keep that voice.
Yeah.
Do you do anything special to wake up your voice or anything?
Sometimes I sing songs really loud.
Oh, my God. Which songs?
Why Do You Build Me Up, Buttercup?
Oh, could we hear a little bit of that?
Let me down and mess me around. And then worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will. But I love you still. I need you more than... There you go. Oh, you want me to keep going?
No, I think we're done.
I don't actually really have a good singing voice.
Well, that's just what you're doing to warm up your voice.
Yeah.
And it's good to talk to somebody that... Where do you do your work from? Because I am here and I never see you.
I have a studio at home.
Okay.
So whenever I started, there used to be more studios open now, but now that their commercial production has vamped up, I just got a microphone and started doing it from home. I don't like to fight for studios.
Yeah, that's a thing around here.
It really is.
Last question. What do you normally wear while you're voicing stuff?
I mean, whatever. Like, I'm at home, so sometimes I'm just, you know, in pajamas. Sometimes I'm, it just depends on what it is.
Are you ever wearing a nice sundress?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like, well, the thing is about this is, like, they... Sometimes things are, like, really last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I'll be doing things, and then I'll be like, I have to do this right now. Like, they need it tomorrow.
Right.
We're announcing a concert.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends. Yeah.
Okay. So yes bra or no bra for the most part when you're doing work from home?
Probably yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, mine comes off the second I get home.
Let them free.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really wear, like, bras. I just kind of, like... You know, bralettes. I'm not really I don't like to be too constrained
right.
by wires.
Because, I mean, that would probably affect your voice, too.
It does.
You know, it's up here. It's like your diaphragm or something.
Right.
That is the end of this.
Okay.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I made this awkward.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
All right, you guys. So there is actually a lot of news to talk about today. The Supreme Court rules that iPhone owners can sue Apple for monopolizing the App Store.
Interesting.
Yeah, which, can you please not do that? Because I have stock and that's what I am using for my retirement.
Oh, so this isn't good for you.
No, this is not good for me. Can everybody just not?
Just leave Apple alone?
Yeah, leave Apple alone. I've got stock. What a horrible first world thing to say. The Simpsons hit their lowest rating ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Finally?
Yeah. Right? Is it over? Is The Simpsons over? Are The Simpsons over?
I love The Simpsons.
Really?
I lost my love for The Simpsons maybe about 15 years ago.
Yeah, right. There's those good classic episodes from, like, the late 90s, but I haven't watched it since then. But it could be a generational thing, too.
I think that everyone based their other shows off of it, and that's why I love it so much. You know what I mean? There's going to be a family with a dad that kind of does some dumb things, and that's just kind of the staple adult cartoon now.
Were you even born when they first started?
No. When The Simpsons started, I was the exact same age as Lisa. So let me tell you how annoying it is that she gets to say a child and I'm in my late 30s. Oh my God, I didn't just say that out loud. Chris, what do you have for a story?
All right. I always like ones that kind of shake the world.
Okay.
This pun intended, I suppose.
Oh God.
But the moon may be tectonically active.
Really?
Like there's earthquakes on the moon. We thought it was just a dead cold rock in space.
Right.
And now there may be enough heat internally that there's actually earthquakes on the moon.
Hold on. Earthquakes or moonquakes? Moonquakes.
Moonquakes.
That's what I order at IHOP.
I was going to say, it sounds like some breakfast food.
Yeah, moonquakes. That sounds good. I've got another story. So... A woman in New Mexico was driving. A police officer asked her to pull over, and her response was, "I don't think so," and she drove off.
Pulled over and then said that? I'm confused.
Well, no. She was driving the wrong way down a one-way street.
Oh, okay, good start.
And when the cop was like, "What the hell are you doing? Pull over," she goes, "I don't think so," and just drives off. Eventually, she was caught, of course. That's always the way that it goes. Driving down a one-way street, that is, like, the worst thing ever. But has anybody, like, accidentally done that before?
I have. And it's one of my biggest fears now, too.
It is, yeah.
Because you start to do it, and you go, oh, God, I could die.
Yeah. There's a divider on the street right by Missy B's, right?
Southwest Boulevard.
Southwest Boulevard. That there's three lanes going one way, and a divider, and then three lanes going the other way. And I don't know how many times my brain has mentally pulled into the first, which would be the wrong way. Of traffic.
That's a very tricky transaction right there.
It is. What's going on over there?
I don't know who the engineers that designed that, but that is not user-friendly.
No, I completely agree. One more story. So Uber is, they're trying something new to pick people up at the airport. Have you ever gone to the airport and then, you know, we flown in somewhere and it took forever to catch an Uber to then take to your final destination?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're doing something new. They're trying it out in Portland, Oregon, where it's called the Uber Pin. And you walk out of the airport, you walk over to a giant line of Ubers waiting, and then instead of connecting with a driver that way, you hop in the car and give them the PIN number that Uber gave you, then they connect and they drive you somewhere. So it makes it super fast. Yeah, yeah. It's like the PIN is an identifying number.
It's like the Chick-fil-A drive-thru line.
Yes.
Right.
No. Why? Why?
You ever do the Chick-fil-A drive-thru line?
No,
they send the people out front. I know.
I'm not a Chick-fil-A fan.
Yeah, well, yeah. The food's good.
So you choose like which car you want?
No, you walk up to the first. Well, yeah, they're in line.
First
and then
available.
You go to the first one that's available. They pull
what
up.
What if you're like, I want that car too?
They're
back.
All Uber X's only at the moment. So there's not going to be some like swanky limousine waiting or some SUV or something
less
beautiful. It's all going to be people's Toyota Corollas.
Yep.
Boom. All right. What do you have for a new story?
California woman beaten to death with bird scooter.
Dude.
What?
Dude, we just.
How awful is that? 63 years old.
That's horrible, but that really ruins my idea.
I don't think you'd get beaten to death with a bird scooter.
No, but it just kind of ruins the whole thing. Yeah, you look like you have something to say,
I'm just
Chris.
Worried about you now. I don't want to get the news story that Jordan Silver beaten with a bird scooter on the way to work.
I am so sorry, D. I thought at this point we've been doing the show long enough that you would know me and that I would not be someone that would be beaten, but I would be someone that was doing the beating.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
And I had to burp at that exact
good
moment.
Good start, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For real. L. King hits that last note. And I'm like, gosh darn it. Dust in the wind.
Yes.
You are going to be 22 on Thursday.
I don't know about you, but I'll be feeling 22.
You didn't sound very enthusiastic about that. Could I get that again, please?
You want me to actually sing the song?
Yeah.
On Thursday, I'll sing the song.
How about today?
Give us a little preview.
No, yeah.
Not a chance.
All right, then take your shirt off.
All right. Cool.
No, okay. Nope, that's fine. It's going to be your birthday. Damn.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Work.
No, it's going to be your 22nd birthday. What are you going to do? We have to do something.
I will be in here in the morning, mm-hmm. probably.
What? You can have the day off. It's your birthday. I'm not Scrooge, even though most people think that I am.
I won't be
you
doing anything, though.
You can have 2 hours of your birthday off.
I won't be doing anything. And then that night, I'll go to work.
Are you doing anything the weekend?
I'll be in Georgia. I leave Friday. So my family leaves Wednesday. To go, and then I'm meeting them. I fly out Friday.
Where are you going in Georgia?
It's Elberton. So
I used to live in Atlanta.
We'll fly into Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, Hartsfield-Jackson.
That's where my stepbrother lives.
In the airport?
No, yes.
It's big enough, though. It's huge. There's a tram underneath that goes on for like 10 minutes just to get to the other sides of it.
Then my cousin's getting married, so that's why we're all heading to Georgia.
Oh.
So he'll get married on Saturday, and then we'll fly back Sunday. That's how
close are you going to be to Atlanta?
Like an hour and a half-ish.
Okay, listen, there's some fun stuff going on in Atlanta.
Oh, I know.
There's this place called the Claremont Lounge. I used to live right by it. It is an old lady strip club.
Ooh.
Yes, you have to be like 60 or older.
To strip or to go
strip.
In?
Just to get through the door.
Yes. No. And that's where all the celebrities hang out that are shooting movies and stuff there. I met John Hamm there once.
Really?
Yeah. Fascinating. Yeah.
I love John Hamm.
Yeah, and that place is the grossest place ever. You don't even want your drink. You're like, thank you so much for that. I don't even want it. I don't want to sit down. I don't want to touch anything. So there's the Claremont Lounge. That's a good place. You should go there.
Okay. I'll definitely see if I can swing that with my mom. Like, hey, mom, you want to go hang out at the Claremont Lounge?
God.
Don't tell her what it's about.
Oh, good idea. I'll just tell her it's a nice place to eat.
Nice jazz.
Oh. What is the seediest place in Kansas City?
I don't...
in Kansas.
It's known for that, and that's why everybody loves it. It's, you know, it's still some place that everybody goes, but
I don't know. I can only think of the lumber yard in Des Moines.
Lumber yard?
In Iowa?
Where real men go to get wood.
I quit.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
I'm talking like the epitome of a dive bar, and that's why you go. You don't, like, that's the thing about the Claremont. I'm making it sound nasty. It is, but everyone still goes. There's lines out the door. It's just part of that part of the city. So,
but I have dive bars near me that I go to and enjoy, but they're legitimately, they're as big as a studio. I'm kid you not, as big as a studio, but they're open till 3 a.m.
Right.
So
what is the equivalent of what I'm thinking in
with old lady strippers?
Yeah, just like
we don't
what's
have old lady strippers.
Seedy place. So people are texting in Funky Town, of course. Oh. I've been there. I didn't think that didn't seem.
It wasn't that seedy.
It seemed like plasticky and fun. It seemed very happy in there. Shoot, there's a car wash. I mean, maybe that's the equivalent of it. I've got a Diamond Joe's, Bonita Flats.
Bonita Flats? Bonita.
The Outhouse near Lawrence. A shady as hell strip club in the middle of
Bonita
nowhere.
Flats Adult Entertainment.
Hey, what time do they open up on Thursday?
11 a.m.
All right, there we go.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
You can make deer soup.
From leftover deer carcasses on the side of the road.
When we left the Riot Room, I told the person that was working there, I was like, well, you know, how can we make this better? And they're like, bring a deer leg. And I was like, okay. A deer head.
Mounted on the wall of the Riot Room.
Yeah. We sound a little bit less live. I always feel like when you're doing a live remote, it sounds different. You know, there's the ambiance and everything going on in the background. We sound like we're in a studio right now because that is where we are.
We're in the studio. We had to drive back quickly.
You guys came and joined me.
I should have done the bird scooter thing from there. I'm a fool.
Yeah, you should have. It would have been a nice test halfway there kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, this is me trying to get out of work. Hey, I wonder if I could make it to work from the Riot Room on a bird scooter. But there was an unfortunate accident. The band is okay. God, if you look at Barnes Courtney's Instagram story, it is pretty scary. You hear the
fluids?
Antifreeze, fluids. Windshield wiper fluid. Hopefully it was that. That's
the blinker
what
fluid?
Was. Yeah. Blinker fluid? There's blinker fluid?
No, Jordan.
Why are you making me feel dumb? I know there's not. No, yeah, and everything is dripping, and it just, I'm glad that everybody's safe, thank God, but that car is just, wow, totaled. So they were unable to make it, the band, and Barnes Courtney, of course, unable to make it to Kegs and Eggs this morning. So sorry. That sucks.
But I'll be here tonight.
That's right. Tickets are still available for the Truman, and L. King is going to be there. Yeah, and also Tool, a couple extra tickets of that have been released, so you can go check out that show too. Man, I don't know. I just feel like I wish I had something to give everyone.
Did we give away those Tool tickets?
We will.
And
then we'll call the winner.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Exciting.
I want to see what someone else says if I just stop talking.
You'll wonder what'll happen if there's silence.
I'm looking at tickets right now for L. King because I might go. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Not bad.
Can you buy
all of them?
50, and then give it to
4 tickets max.
Okay, but you can buy that multiple times.
You'll just go in there, buy a set of 4, and then go back and buy a set of 4, and then go back and
you
buy
guys,
a set of 4.
You guys, I work in radio. Where do you think I'm just going to get all this money from?
From the tree.
What tree?
The money tree.
The money tree that grows in the backyard of everybody's parents' house.
Yes, get it from your parents.
Don't hey,
you
Pops, that? I need some money to buy the entire Buzz Family tickets.
Yeah, there we go.
No.
Why am I the one that's not going? All right, cool. I'll buy everybody tickets because it was my name on it. What a shame.
Yeah, by the way, you got out of being the announcer once again. Congratulations.
Yeah, but again.
To get the bad news.
Right. Well, Jeremy is very good at that. Oh, is she staring at us right now? Oh, there we go. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being the one that did that.
I'm always the one that has to do that.
She came in, she sat down, she goes, I don't have good news. I was like, oh, it's not happening. And she goes, yep.
It's never good when I show up to an event and our promotions guy is outside pacing on his cell phone. That's never a good thing, and that's what happened as soon as I got there this morning.
Did you just walk up and you're like, what's wrong? This is going to be good.
What's wrong? And then, Barnes Courtney and his van and the deer.
Yeah.
Van versus deer. Deer always wins.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes.
Did it live?
I doubt it.
And did it win?
I know. I mean, it took out the van.
It sure
so.
Did. I hope they strapped that. Nothing. Nothing.
Don't go there.
People are so mad.
Don't go there.
Or sad. What can we do?
What do you mean, what can we do?
I don't know. Can we hug everyone?
If you go to the show tonight, you can. Okay. Go hug lots of people.
Okay.
Free hugs. Just go up and ask Jordan for a giant bear hug.
Don't even ask.
Just give him.
Just walk up and hug.
Unconsenting hugs.
I think unconsenting hugs.
Unconsenting
this sounds like
back
you.
Hugs.
I'm going to have to call in tomorrow from jail because I don't think you can do that.
No, they would have to hug you.
Oh, okay. I'll just stand there with my arms wide open.
Yeah,
okay.
you're giving me tons of open.
Yeah. Oh.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends. All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.